amigos. Welcome to the STD Project's Happy Hump Day podcast. It's Wednesday, and I am Janelle Marie, founder and administrator of the STD Project. Today we are talking about the Relationship Survival Guide to Living with an STD, which is a book that the STD Project is writing. The STD Project is me, myself, and I. Right now, the STD Project is just manned by me, one person, and I do have some background support and a larger organizational support, but full-time, I am the STD Project. So when I say we, it's just my creative way of not sounding so lonesome. Yeah, so anyhow, I am writing the Relationship Survival Guide to Living with an STD. I thought I'd chat about that a little bit today. One, to generate some excitement. This is kind of exciting, writing a book. This is the first book I've ever written, and it is as challenging as I think it's going to be rewarding long term. I write about some of the things included within the book itself on the website also, and I've written some posts that were related, but I think this will be nice for individuals, not everybody who visits the STD Project. Not everybody is living with an STD. So as opposed to writing only to people who are living with an STD, the intent behind the STD Project is to both help people who have contracted or are living with an STD, as well as people who aren't certain whether they have an STD or not, are looking for information and resources. And then should they find that information, then find out that they have an STD, they also have a place to come back to. So this is kind of appealing to people who are living with long-term STDs or longer-term STDs, not always lifelong, but ones in which something like a molluscum or an HPV that takes a while to clear, and so it will potentially complicate a dating life, and it will change the dynamic of a dating scenario, as well as how you handle that and approach the situation and how you communicate the risk that you would be potentially putting someone at risk with having an STD. So I'm going to kind of just go over what's inside of the book and what this offers, and it really delves into that dating process. That's the number one question I get when people say, you know, I'm so glad that the STD Project is here. I haven't been able to find anything else like this. And that's great, because some days are better than others in that I don't always feel like I'm making an impact or I'm really helping people out. And when I get those responses, it keeps me going. It pushes me through the days that I just start to scratch my head and wonder, am I doing the right thing? Am I helping? Am I really going to be able to make the impact? And is my dream going to happen? You know, there's that self-doubt. Everyone has that, right? So the specifics of the book in and of itself are all about that dating process. If you find that you're now living with an STD, what are you going to do? Where do you turn for that kind of actionable advice and a perspective that says, one, you can still date and you can have great relationships, you can have fantastic sex as well. Where do you go to get that information? You always find the resources that tell you how you got your STD and how not to transmit it to anyone else, but that's basically where websites stop. And that's where the STD Project picks up and says, I've had really great successful relationships, and I haven't had people turn me down because I have an STD. It hasn't ended relationships for me. That's not always the case for everyone else. But because I've had that experience, I know that other people can too. I know that you will be able to find someone who loves you despite your STD and who is well aware that your STD is not a character definer. It doesn't mean you are some sort of crappy person now and that you will be forever tainted. You are tainted. You're damaged goods. You're going to be a bad person. I don't know, any of those silly things. And that's the thing. It's like there's nowhere else that tells you that actually you're awesome. You're still awesome. And even if they do tell you that, well, that's great and all, and thanks for telling me I'm still wonderful. But how do I really believe that about myself? Because everything I really hear, the majority of what I hear, is that I'm a crappy person, I'm being punished, I am a slut, a whore, damaged goods, like I've said, all of these things. And it's cumbersome. I mean, that's the minimalist way to explain it. It can be very, very burdensome. Burdensome, I guess, is a better vocabulary for that. Anyhow, so the chapters within the Relationship Survival Guide go like this. This is going to be an ebook, by the way, and this will be available on Amazon as well as Barnes & Noble, so it'll be available for your Nooks, any of your e-readers, or if you don't have one of those like I do, or that like I do not, because I don't have an e-reader, I'm still kind of old-fashioned, I like to pick up the paper material, and I feel like I've accomplished something when I've read through multiple pages, and I can see what progress I've made in whatever book I'm reading. It will also be available via PDF, so you can either print it, read it on your computer, that kind of thing. Chapter 1 is going to focus right from the very beginning, when to start dating again. So you found out you had an STD or you have an STD. What do you do now? And when should you really get back into that dating realm? What are the steps to get you there? How do you get there? And what's the time frame in which you should be there? And when you should really start going back into getting back into the game and getting your game going. Whatever. Then we go to who and how to date and whether or not that changes things and that whether or not that changes the playing field. Do you want to date the same kind of people? Does this change how you actually go about introducing yourself or how you approach people, what kind of people you approach? It might not change a thing. I talk about that. We'll go into that in detail, of course, in the book. Chapter 3 is when to tell someone you have an STD. So that's ostensibly you've gotten through the when to start dating again, you figured out how and who you want to date, and then you're going to have that dreaded conversation about, guess what, there's something I need to tell you. From there, it's how to tell someone. And I do talk about the when and how on the website, but this is going to be the expanded version. With blog posts, they're usually anywhere from 500 to 700 words. Sometimes I get a little lengthy in my posting, and I try my best to keep it as concise as possible because I have a horribly short attention span, so I'm guessing there are others out there just like me who get bored with listening to me write or chat for any length of time. So This is that expanded version. This is really that actionable components, what to do, how to do it, step by step. Again, this is going to be my perspective. This is what I found through trial and error, lots of error, emphasis on the error, as well as who's come to the website and has shared their perspective and what was successful for them, what didn't work for them, what they thought about the approach afterward, what they'd like to change, so on and so forth. So that who and how to tell someone is a little bit already on the STD project, and then I delve into that in detail. The next chapter is going to be a look at rejection. It's probably inevitable. It's inevitable in everyone's life, no matter what. It is probably inevitable at some point in time when you tell them you have an STD, whether it is longer term or long term, like my STD with genital herpes, it's never going away. So what do you really do if somebody does say thanks but no thanks, or they're just not ready to take the risk yet, or they just don't even want to pursue additional communication in any sort of relationship whatsoever, because that does happen. Of course, that's any kind of rejection, but really how to look at it in terms of the STD and what to do and where to go from there. The last two chapters are talking about STDs long-term, prevention and risk. So this is, in theory, after you've dated, you've found someone, you've told them they're awesome and cool and accepting, and they realize you're still wonderful despite your STD, because you are, then what is that additional conversation that is necessary? Is there? Do you talk about it more? Is there something beyond that initial conversation that you had when you were first beginning to date before you put them at risk? How do you go about that for the rest of the duration of your relationship with, in terms of prevention and what risks you are or are not willing to take with one another? And then that last component of the book is, what if you transmit your STD to someone else? What do you do? How does it feel? Where do you go from there? And does that mean you are tied to that person forever? And there are some other components to that that I think are really hard to debate on an ethical and moral level. So I get into those into some depth as well, because I have transmitted genital herpes. And so I've got direct personal experience with that and what I thought as a result of the situation and what I would do differently next time. So I do talk a lot about my personal experience throughout the book. Hopefully that will help somebody else, that you'll be able to relate to that. And that's the total. That is the Relationship Survival Guide to Living with an STD. I don't know that anything else is out there like that yet, so there's a first for everything. You'll have to hit me up. Let me know if you're excited. Let me know if it's something you want to read. Let me know if you have some suggestions or if there was a chapter in there you were hoping for me to write or something in particular you want me to address. We're in the editing and final writing process right now. The aim is for this to be published by the end of the year. Crossing my fingers, that is exactly what's going to happen. Then it'll be available for you guys to check out. Next week on the Happy Hump Day podcast, we will be interviewing a guest and or multiple guests. That is to be determined yet. We're going to be talking about stigma, STD perception, perception of people with STDs, how those perceptions change, and how to eradicate stigma, whether or not you're living with an STD or not. Some perspectives from individuals outside of the STD project and outside of the STD realm in which that I deal with every day. So that should be really interesting. I'm excited to have some guests. If you are someone who would like to chat with me via Skype and be on an upcoming podcast, I welcome any and all people who are interested. Holler and let me know that you want to have a conversation. And if you have an idea for an upcoming podcast or conversation, feel free to send your ideas my way. I'm always willing to see what other people would like to hear me chat about weekly. Till next time, see you guys. Thanks so much for listening.